You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Oakland Athletics. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com. I'm joined by Jane Lee of MLB.com, who covers the A's. Jane, despite their best efforts, the Oakland A's look like they're going to make the playoffs. They've lost 6 out of 9, but they've got a 3-game lead with 4 to play. Might even end up hosting the wild card game. I guess all things considered, what they didn't want, they're going to end up being pretty darn happy to get.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're at the point now where they know if they can just get there, which right now it seems very plausible they do, they know it's a completely different season. You know, they know they have John Lester for that game, and from there, anything can happen. I mean, once you're in, you're in. And as much as they wanted to avoid this exact scenario, this is kind of all they can hope for. And it's not even like they're still fighting for it. I mean, they really have to thank Seattle for just, you know, their sudden collapse. And you mentioned their last homestand, a really rough one. And now they're in Texas. And, I mean, the best thing they can do, you know, even though it looks like they'll get in, is just carry some momentum into that game, you know, get a good feeling going. And they really need that, especially with the offense.
And Jane, Scott told me the other day, I said, okay, who do you like? 10 teams, 12 teams at that point we're discussing. And he said, you know what? Through everything, I still like Oakland because I look at it, they're going to they've still got the pitching to carry them through. You know, Anaheim's pitching, the Angels' pitching is not great. Detroit's has been up and down. You know, Baltimore's pitching very well. So I guess my question in a long-winded roundabout way is, if I wanted to be optimistic, or if I'm an A's fan, I want to be optimistic, can you give me a couple of reasons to be optimistic about Tuesday?
Yeah, I mean, in one word, pitching. I mean, pitching will carry a team in the playoffs. And granted, we have seen what little offense can do for this team the past few years. That's why they've been bounced from the first round. But, you know, they also didn't have Lester those 2 years. And Lester's a guy who can, you know, match the opponent 0 for 0. And you have to think, you know, if they can get past that wild card game, and, you know, likely they're going to be playing the Angels, who don't counter with as good of pitching, I mean, the A's could very well win that series. I mean, I was talking to a few people this week, and everyone's thinking, you know what, as ironic as it's going to be, this is going to be their way past the first round, is playing the Angels.
Right.
Just because of the pitching. And, you know, even though the Angels ended up running away with the division, I think the A's best chance to get past that first round is playing that exact team just because of the pitching matchup.
What have you learned through this very tough stretch? What have you learned about the leaders of that clubhouse and about Bob Melvin in keeping it together and keeping the focus on, okay, let's play tomorrow, we can't do anything about today?
Yeah, I mean, we'll start with Melvin, just because, I mean, throughout all this, you really feel for him. You know, he, as a manager, you can only do so much, and you're thinking, okay, we played the entire first half, you know, really great baseball in the first half, and then to have such a dramatic downfall, what happened? And, you know, you really don't have time to catch your breath and think about it and try to figure it out, because you still have a game to play the next day. And so I think he's been really good just about, you know, taking it one game at a time. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about momentum, but this team also realizes, you know, hey, we can't really worry about momentum, because we just have to worry about the day. I mean, this is a team that's struggling, you know, to win one game, let alone 2 in a row or 3 in a row. So they're just kind of focused on the day. And inside the clubhouse, I think some leaders have emerged that weren't there before. I think a guy like Josh Donaldson, who maybe thought, you know, he hasn't been around a lot enough, or he doesn't have that veteran presence to really step up and say something. But, you know, he realizes, okay, wait, somebody has to. And so he has. And then, you know, you have a Johnny Gomes and the John Lesters and those true veteran presence in there. But some of the young guys, you know, I think realized throughout the stretch did have to step up. And I think they're only, you know, better for it.
Yeah, it's really weird. Wouldn't it be strange after all these years since 2000 and all the years we thought this is the year for the A's, this is the year for the A's, that the year when they look the worst coming down the stretch, this might be a year because, you know, the A, like you said, the Angels pitching is not going to knock your socks off. Detroit's been up and down. And who knows with Baltimore, that'd probably be another series. But it's been fun. We look forward to your coverage, and we'll see you soon, Jane. Thank you.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game streamed live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.